Good day, I'm Jackie Judd with Health on the Hill. The so-called doc fix is still in play on Capitol Hill. The Senate on Friday passed a bill to protect fees paid to doctors who see Medicare patients. The House is expected to take up that measure this week. Here to bring us up to date on that issue, as well as others, are Mary Agnes Carey, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News, and Julie Rovner of National Public Radio. Welcome to you both. Julie, it wasn't easy for the Senate to get to the finish line on the doc fix. How did they get there?
Well, of course, they are several weeks late. This last delay of this 21% cut for doctors actually ran out June 1st. Medicare's been holding these payments in hopes that Congress would actually go ahead and pass another stopgap measure to cancel this cut, and actually that ran out on Friday, and now Medicare is processing the bills that it's been holding with the 21% cut starting today. The Senate had the cancellation of the cut as part of a broader measure of tax cut extenders and some other spending packages, including unemployment compensation. They couldn't get that bill through, so finally on Friday, they just split out the doc fee fix, as it were, and passed that. It's a standalone bill, 6 months, 2.2% increase. They got some offsets, passed it by unanimous consent, so the Senate wasn't even there to vote on it, and sent it over to the House. But boy, it's really been quite a struggle, because now the Republicans and several Democrats have decided that this must be paid for. No longer can this be considered emergency legislation. Now, I should point out, when the Republicans canceled these cuts, and the reason it's a 21% cut is that it's been building up over time. Every time the Republicans canceled the cuts from 2003 to 2006, they just put them off, which is what made them so big. It used to be a 4% cut and then a 5% cut. And in 2006, when the last time Republicans were in charge and they canceled the cut, they basically said, let's just put it off. Let's not have it. But that's what's made it so large, is that the Republicans, when they were in charge, just kept loading it on to future years. And now it's 21%.
And what the Senate finally did is different than the bill that the House passed earlier. So the Senate measure now is in the House, and Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, is talking about maybe not taking a vote on it.
Well, news reports over the weekend, she described the bill as inadequate, saying she sees no need to pass this until they see what sort of jobs legislation comes out of the Senate. This was what Julie was talking about, the bigger bill on the tax extenders, the unemployment compensation. The Speaker seems to be indicating she wants to see where the Senate will move on that before she moves on their six-month physician payment fix. As you noted, in the House, before they went out for Memorial Day break, they had a 19-month doctor payment adjustment. Money through the end of the year, about 2.2%, just like the Senate did. The Senate is, though, through the end of November. And then the House package would also have had a 1% increase for next year. So the packages are also very different.
And what you both have been alluding to is COBRA, the extension of unemployment benefits for people who've lost their jobs, who would get federal subsidies. Will this come back in some form in the Senate, or is it for the moment a dead issue?
It's absolutely it is alive in the Senate. Senators Casey and Brown, two Democrats, have put forth an amendment. Now, it wouldn't be as generous of an extension as previously had been out there. In the stimulus bill from last year, there was a 15-month extension, a 65% subsidy to help folks who'd been laid off from their jobs pay for their health insurance under this program known as COBRA. It's quite expensive. The current pending amendment in the Senate would have that adjustment just for 6 months. These are for folks that go into the program from June 1st through the end of the year. So it's scaled back with an attempt to pass it. But again, this hasn't been passed yet in the House. This is one of those points of contention that's still out there and under discussion.
Now, remember, it's important that in the House it couldn't get through because, again, you had Democrats who didn't want to add to the deficit, wanted it paid for. So the House passed it passed the bill without it, hoping that it would get added in the Senate. The Senate kept scaling the package back, but they needed 60 votes, and they couldn't. The closest they got on a package was 56 votes Thursday night, and so they couldn't get their whole package through either. So both this COBRA extension and money for the states for Medicaid are sort of hanging out there, waiting to see. And it's not just the COBRA; it's actual unemployment benefits too. It's the money that people get for their regular unemployment benefits. There's an awful lot in this bigger bill that's hanging out there, waiting to see.
Right, and as you just mentioned, Medicaid funding for states, a significant issue for many states, which have already factored in those dollars into their annual budgets. What do these states do in the meantime while they wait for Congress to act and they hope approve the additional funding?
Well, you could certainly see some variety of changes. You could see changes in how the Medicaid providers, the doctors, the hospitals, nursing home care is a big piece of Medicaid. Those reimbursements could be reduced. This is mandatory funding the states have to come up with, so that may mean they borrow it from other parts of the budget. It could mean a reduction in spending on teachers or spending on police or a variety of other functions because, again, they have to come up with that Medicaid funding as they wait to see if Congress provides relief.
A lot of states are in a bind because state legislatures have already met and adjourned for the year. Remember, we're now to the end of June. A lot of states, you know, meet early and are gone by April and May. They assumed they were going to get this money, so they built it into their budgets. Now, if they're not going to get this money, the legislatures are gone, so it's very difficult to make changes. Governors may have to call back the legislatures to have special sessions to make cuts elsewhere in the budget because these budgets have basically been finalized, assuming that that money was going to come in.
Is what we've seen over the past 3 or 4 weeks with these tangles in Congress something we're going to continue to see through the midterm elections in November?
You know,
I think so.
Yeah, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer last week referred to something called spending fatigue. You know, I think last year when they did the stimulus bill, I think there was a hope that that would have more of an immediate impact on the economy. The fact that it hasn't, Republicans have really been beating up on it, that, you know, back to sort of seeing Democrats as big spenders, and the Republicans are really hammering on this issue of the deficit and the debt. And so now you've got a lot of Democrats who are worried that they're being seen as overspending. So the Republicans won't vote for anything that adds to the deficit or to the debt. And so even things that are seen as necessary spending to stimulate the economy, to do things that states need, that, you know, Medicare physicians need, things that sort of everybody agrees on as a policy, you have to find ways to pay for. That's difficult because obviously it's painful to find things to cut in this economy, and so you end up in these enormous tangles, and I think that's what's happened here. You know, there's not even been a budget this year yet. It's already the end of June. Democrats are saying they probably won't do one. It's going to be very hard to get anything through between now and the end of the year.
Well, it will be an interesting summer to watch. Thank you both very much, Julie Rovner, Mary Agnes Carey, and thank you. I'm Jackie Judd, and this has been Health on the Hill.